Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to tell you the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Part 1. Some time ago, when most of the world was covered in deep, dark forests, there was a village. In this village was a sturdy wooden house where a small family lived. A woodcutter, his wife who was a baker, and their little girl, whom everybody called Little Red Riding Hood, since she always wore the beautiful red cloak her mother made for her, with the warm hood attached to it. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother asked her daughter to take a basket of food to her grandmother, who lived in a cottage deep in the forest. "Stick to the path, my dear," said her mother. "You don't want to get lost in those woods, and come straight back home after you've had a cup of tea with your granny."
"Yes, I promise," said Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood sang happily to herself as she skipped along the woodland path, deeper and deeper into the forest. As time passed, though, it got colder, and the first flurries of snow drifted down. Little Red Riding Hood wasn't worried by the weather. She was snug and warm in her cloak, but because the snow began falling more heavily and was blowing around her, she didn't see the dark figure step onto the path in front of her until she had bumped into it. Little Red Riding Hood looked up, startled. It was a great big wolf.
"Hello, young lady," said the wolf. "What are you doing walking through these dark woods all alone in the snow? I am worried for your safety."
"There is no reason to worry about me, Mr. Wolf," said Little Red Riding Hood bravely. "I'm on the way to my grandmother's cottage to give her this basket of food. If I stay on the path, I'll be quite safe."
The wolf looked at Little Red Riding Hood hungrily. His tummy rumbled at the thought of eating her right now. But if he were clever, the wolf realized that he could get more than just the little girl for his supper. He could get her grandmother too. He had a cunning plan. "Ah," said the wolf, "but the snow is falling thick upon the ground, and you will freeze. I know a shortcut to your grandmother's cottage. Come with me, and you will be sitting safely by your granny's fireplace, sipping a cup of tea in a matter of minutes," said the wolf.
"No, thank you, Mr. Wolf," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I'll go the way I always go and stay safely on the path through the woods. To take a shortcut is to risk getting lost and get into trouble with dangerous creatures."
"Surely you don't think that I am dangerous, do you?" said the wolf, pretending to be upset.
"I don't know. You might be. You are a wolf after all," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"How rude," said the wolf, pretending to be shocked.
"I'm not being rude. I'm being sensible. I don't know you. In fact, I shouldn't even be talking to you," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"You're quite right, of course. But I can prove to you that I know a shortcut to your granny's cottage. You continue safely on the path through the woods, and I will take my shortcut. I'll meet you at your granny's cottage. If I get there first, then you must promise to give me one of those sausages I can smell in the basket you're carrying," said the wolf.
"And what if I get to granny's cottage before you? What do I get?" said Little Red Riding Hood.
"Then I will promise to never steal another lamb, piglet, or calf from your village for so long as I live," said the wolf. "And I'll send you a card every year on your birthday."
"Never mind about the birthday card. Just leave the animals alone, and don't bother Granny if you get there first. Wait for me outside the cottage. My Granny is scared of wolves," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"Oh, it's a deal. See you at your granny's. "Don't let me wait too long for you," said the wolf, and he trotted off into the woods. End of part 1.